Hello and welcome to episode 353 of the Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. Like it says in the title, this is a podcast where we review films. Warning ahead of time, we will be going into spoilers. So if we're discussing a movie you haven't seen but are interested in, skip ahead a few minutes, go watch the movie, and then come back after you've seen it to see what we thought of it. This is our first record of the year 2026. I'm Doug, and I'm here with Simon. How are you doing, Simon?
Why am I still on the show? Hasn't somebody kicked me off by now?
You run the joint. It, this this is this is your show, so.
Every year I think it's going to be my last. I've told myself I wouldn't make it past episode 10.
Well, you're now at 353,
I know.
so
I guess I can't stop till like 1,000. Maybe that should be my goal.
1,000 episodes, okay.
Are you going
Well,
to make it that
how
long,
many do
Doug?
you have, including your interviews? Are
Oh,
you close
probably a
to a
thousand.
thousand? Okay.
I saw interviews for 10 years. I'd probably say in the 700s, 800s.
Okay.
I probably have more interviews. Oh, I probably have the equal amount of interviews. Yeah, around 700, I'd say. I don't know. I've never counted them.
Okay.
I don't keep anything. My goal this year is to do 50 interviews.
Okay,
So
so
we'll see.
about one a week.
That's the goal. We'll see. I mean, it depends how
Okay.
busy I am, right? So, Doug,
Yes.
we're
Yes,
both on
sir.
the thing called Letterboxd.
Yes.
So I'll go first to make you happy. Okay. This is probably the
Okay.
lightest year I've had in a long time.
Same, same with me.
But I base this on the fact that I have two part-time jobs and I just don't have the time I used to have to watch movies. So I'm usually working Fridays, Saturdays, or Sunday nights. The
Okay.
days I would have the most time to watch film, I'm busy.
Fair.
So I only have 269 movies logged.
Okay.
But that doesn't include all the shorts I watch or films I watch for interviews.
Okay.
So if I include those, I'm probably around 400.
Okay. That's a healthy number.
But I mean, this is just my personal stuff that I watched at 461 hours. So
Okay.
most watch actors making me laugh, Peter Cushing.
Okay, that's a good one.
Well, because I've been watching all the Hammer Horrors with my buddy. So every
Okay.
time I go over to his house, we watch one or two Hammer Horrors. So Peter Cushing would obviously pop up a lot.
Oh yes. Him and
And
Christopher Lee.
yes, well, last, of course, we know my notable director is Vincent Minnelli. Oh, and movies I like. Oh, I can't tell you those because that's going to pop up the other thing. So my first movie
Okay.
was January 2nd, was a real pain.
Okay.
My last film was Tinseltown.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Now this makes me laugh. Did you read your daily milestones?
Let me see. My daily
Okay, I'm just gonna read
milestones.
mine and then
Yes.
you can say yours. 50th
Okay.
was Dog Man.
Okay.
100th was Starting Over. 150 was Echo Valley. 200th on September 28th was Honey Don't, and the Jingle Bell Heist was 250 on December 1st.
Okay.
And I don't know why that movie's ever mentioned. That's all I got on that. I don't really want to go, oh, Extra Features PC, I think. That's what I am on Letterboxd. But if you type in Extra Features, you'll find me.
Okay. I had less movies than you this year. I did
Really?
208. I did 218.
Wow, I'm shocked.
406 hours watched.
Oh, so you watch some long movies.
I did, yes. My most watched actor, and this one makes sense to me, he passed away this year, Gene Hackman. One of my favorites. I revisited a bunch of his stuff this year. Director kind of shocked me. My most watched director was Richard Lester.
Really?
Yes.
Well, we don't mind why mine's Minnelli because I watch so many Minnelli films.
Yes. No, but I watched like his Musketeers movies. I watched his Superman movies. I must have watched something funny happen on the way to the forum this year.
I love that movie.
Let's see. My first watch was on January 1st, was Three Women, the Robert Altman movie.
Yes.
And my last watch of last year was Den of Thieves,
Oh.
the Gerard Butler heist
Oh.
movie.
Don't worry, he's got a new film coming out in January.
Oh yes, Greenland 2.
You're joking.
No. That's
There's a Greenland 2.
yeah.
Number one made no sense.
No, but it they made it too.
Oh
All
my
right, and
God. I'm putting this on the show just so I can go off on it.
all right, my milestones are my 50th movie watched was September 5th. My 100th movie watched was Ballerina, from the world of John Wick. My 150th was Highest to Lowest. And my 200th movie was Spy Game.
Okay.
So those are, and my top rated, like I said, well, like you said, we will discuss on our favorites of
Well, I
2025
can't
episode.
discuss it now, right? Just kind of, we got to be quiet.
Yes.
I mean, Doug, Oscar nods are coming very close.
Yeah, I think the 20th of this month,
How
I
prepped
could be
are you?
off. How what?
Prepped are you for your Oscar movies?
There are a handful I still have to see, I will be honest. A few foreign films, a couple American releases I am not caught up with on yet.
You know, I wish I could just tell my job, hey, you know what? Can I just do this work tomorrow? I really need to watch some film today, but
Yes.
they haven't seemed to be going for it. But it's all right. Just so everybody knows, I'm off next week, so I should be caught up.
Okay.
And our top 10 list will be the next show after this one, I hope.
Yes, I have a top 10 list. It can change should I see any of those Oscar hopefuls that I'm looking to see, but I'm content with my top 10 as it
Do
is right
you
now.
want to hear the honest truth of my top 10 list?
Sure.
It doesn't have 10 films on it.
Okay. I'll be honest, I had a hard time making my bottom 10 list. I
Oh,
didn't
that's easy.
watch that many bad movies this
Oh, I
year.
did. I have a
Okay.
whole list of bad junk I watched. But you know what? I'll get it done. I'll get it done. Every year I will figure, I get a list out every year somehow. So we'll see. So,
Yes.
Doug, I guess we should start off the show with our first movie. I don't even remember what it is.
Yes.
It's so long now.
This movie, maybe it'll be on one of the two lists at my end of the year. It is Wake Up Dead Man, the latest
Oh.
Benoit Blanc mystery by Rian Johnson, starring Daniel Craig, Josh O'Connor, Glenn Close, Josh Brolin, and so many more people that I don't want to list them all.
I'm gonna list Doug in the secret. We were supposed to record the show 3 weeks ago, I think.
Maybe,
It's supposed to be
yes.
our other show. And I said, I'm just too tired. I literally turned on Wake Up Dead Man. I just had to watch the last scene. Literally 2 minutes left.
Okay.
I could have done the show. I'm so pissed. I'm like, really? I could have done the show. I was just tired. So I didn't even check to see the running time. I literally had 30 seconds left of the last shot, and I was done the movie. I'm like, oh
Okay.
my God, I'm so pissed. Okay, do you want to start or do you want me to start this one?
I could start with this one. I will
Go ahead.
say this is, I love this movie. Right off the bat, I gave it a 5 out of 5. I really enjoyed all
Well,
the
top 10 list coming
performances.
up.
Maybe, I don't
Oh,
know.
come on.
I thought the performances were all great. I thought Josh Connor was really impressive to me as the young priest. Not my favorite of the three. I still like Knives Out, the first one, the best. This one, I think, is head and shoulders above Glass Onion. I just really enjoy. I thought this one had a lot more to say than the previous movies. I thought there was a lot of subtext here about faith and about men of faith and men of science, how they work together. The scene where Josh O'Connor is on the phone with the tow truck company and the woman, Bridget Everett, who gives an incredible performance here, starts telling him about her personal tragedy. I thought That scene just was immaculately directed, immaculately acted. I thought everything about it was just perfect. And I really liked, oh, like I said, I like all the performances, but I was happy to see Jeffrey Wright pop up in the beginning and the ending of this movie. I always love when he shows up. This was a good one for me. Like I said, 5 out of 5. I really enjoyed this.
Okay, would you like a different take on everything you said?
Go for it.
I absolutely had a lot of problems with this one.
Okay.
I found that it's too long, prologue, like keeps going and going and go. I'm like, I just don't care anymore. An hour in, I was ready to turn it off. I
I
think it
disagree,
lost
but
me
okay.
completely. Now, they all say I hate movies. My wife bailed on this on me.
Okay.
She even packed it. She's like, this is boring. So I just found the whole opening boring as hell. Could not get into it.
Okay.
And then the whole thing that Mila Kunis showed up, I'm like, oh, that's just a waste of space. She is terrible. She can't act to save her life, and it shows in here, but she's surrounded by excellent actors. She just stands out like a Thor's thumb. Bleh, gotta go. She needs to check. Josh O'Connor was wonderful. I will give you that. I want to tell you, I did not like this at all. I didn't like the last movie. I didn't like this one. I just think Rian Johnson is getting boring.
I
I think it needed
disagree
a
wholeheartedly, but
serious
okay.
edit, this film. Like, seriously, half an hour chucked out of it. I might have liked it. It was way too long for what it was. Took way too long for the only character I like is Benoit Blanc to show up. And I just thought it was dumb. Too many characters, not enough to do for any of them. And most of them were uninteresting. Kerry Russell, another washed up person I don't need to ever see again. Kerry
Yeah,
Washington, sorry.
I disagree. I thought they were all good. I'll agree with you a little bit on Mila Kunis. She's not the best actress,
Oh.
but I thought everybody else in this movie was wonderful.
Yeah.
It's definitely not subtle at points. He definitely hits his Rian Johnson hits the nail over the head with some of the scenes. Some of the stuff I think is very subtle. I see Benoit's when he not accepts religion, but can see why other people find comfort in it. I thought that was subtly done, and I like that.
I'm glad you liked that. I found it boring. I mean, doing the Hail
Okay.
Mary scene like 3 times, I don't care.
Okay.
I mean, I just thought the Glenn Close, Thomas Hayden Church was great stuff. I thought that was very well done. I tried hard to get into this doc. I really gave it my all. But by the end, I was bored out of my skull, and I gave it a 2.
All right then. So we are
Not
definitely on opposite sides
showing
of this
up on
movie.
any top 10 list, and I almost put on my top 10 worst list. I was
Wow,
so
okay.
pissed off how bored I was. It won't be on there, but I'm just saying it could
Okay.
have been.
All right then. I wonder how you'll feel about our next movie then. The Running Man, directed by Edgar Wright, starring Glenn Powell, Josh Brolin again, Michael Cera, Coleman Domingo, and William H. Macy in a scene.
Yeah, well, University. You know what? I love these movies. I love the original, and I love this film.
Okay.
You know, I'm not saying it's Edgar Wright's best film ever. I'm never going to say that because it's not. It's enjoyable for me. I think it has a lot of problems. It's missing a lot of action, which I really think the film needed a lot more action than it has. I mean, it does have a little bit here and there, but it needed a lot more for me. To make it work for me, I like ideas. I like the tape idea. I like this and that. I just felt he wasn't doing enough running and fighting until later on. Like the first hour of this film, it's just like, let's go. Let's get the running man moving. Like I need something to happen. It's like he was out for a trip to New York City just to sit in his hotel. And just stuff like that. I mean, I parts of it I really liked. Again, I just felt it needed more than what we got. I liked what we got, but it needed more action all the time.
Okay,
Does
I
that
can
make
see that.
sense? That opening was
Yes.
so rough for me. William, and who else? William H. And why is the black guy helping him? I kind of needed to know why. I mean, I understand he wants to help. I get that. But I think we need more of that, is what I'm trying to say. Why is he helping?
Okay, I
You know what
think
I
it
mean?
was
I know why. I
okay,
watched the film, but he could have
yeah.
explained it to us. You
Okay.
know? I just felt the William H. Macy just seemed kind of dull, just sort of thrown in there for just something to do. I'm like, and what was up with the guy? Oh, what's his name? Scott Pilgrim being in here. He just seemed like he was
Oh
having
yes.
fun.
Yes, I loved his scenes in this movie.
Yeah, I quite enjoyed them. So, I mean, I did like Running Man a lot. I gave it a 3, which I think is pretty solid for me. I can't give it any higher because I love it, but I think it's definitely watchable.
Yeah.
I think there was a definite, I could even do a sequel to this with different people, but I don't think it'll ever happen because it didn't
No.
do well at the box office. I thought the, whatever his name is, the hot guy looked good.
Glenn Powell?
Yeah, he looked pretty good. I'll give him credit.
Yes.
And the chicks didn't want to see this because their boyfriends all went without him, I think.
Fair. I think Owen, my son Owen, said it best. We saw this in the theater together. He said, "You know, this isn't Edgar Wright's best movie, but I had a lot of fun watching it." And I agree with that. There was, for me, there wasn't enough Edgar Wright flair to it.
None.
I was missing some of the Edgar Wright like punchy editing. Like we got Baby Driver. I think that is like probably the epitome of Edgar Wright filmmaking, I think, Baby Driver. This, I think, could have been like that. And there was a couple scenes. There was the scene when he first gets to the airport and he looks left and his wanted poster looks left at the same time. That had a little bit of flair to it, but there wasn't enough of that in this movie for me. I enjoyed it. I had fun with it. Not my favorite Edgar Wright movie. I kind of think Colman Domingo was a little bit wasted. He would have been great as Killian. I think if he had more to do, if he was maybe like in the Schwarzenegger movie, if he was the big bad and not Josh Brolin, Josh Brolin, his evil bad guy, felt like a walk in the park. We've seen Brolin do that plenty of times. I would have liked to have seen Colman Domingo be both the host and the producer, like the Schwarzenegger film had it. I gave this 3.5 out of 5. I enjoyed it. Not my favorite, but I had fun. I would watch it again.
Do you think Josh Brolin's got a good year going? Weapons, Running Man, Knives Out. When did
Oh
this guy have
yes.
time to sleep?
Same thing with Pedro Pascal. He had a lot this year, and Julia Garner. All three of them were in a bunch of movies this year.
Well, it's got to make your cash while you can.
Yes.
And Sissy Sweeney is trying hard, but not quite succeeding.
No, she hasn't been in anything that's really penetrated the mainstream.
Well, I've seen them
Although
all.
Maybe The Housemaid, I hear that's doing well.
I've
I
already
haven't
seen it.
seen it.
I
I
have
haven't
seen
seen
it,
it,
and you'll
but
get no comment from me, but I have rated a
okay.
Letterbox. I'll leave it at
Okay.
that. I'm not going to say anything. I have seen House Mates.
Okay.
I watched
All righty.
that Christmas Day.
Okay.
So it was almost my last film of the year. If I hadn't watched Tinseltown, it probably would have been my last film of the year.
All right, this next movie, very divisive. I will go first with my review. It's Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, directed by Scott
Oh,
Cooper,
can't wait for this.
starring Jeremy Allen White, Jeremy Strong, Stephen Graham. I am going to say this. I know that this movie is not great. This
Oh, good.
movie
Good.
It is slow.
Good.
However, it hit me so emotionally hard that I gave this a 5 out of 5. There
Oh my
is one,
God.
Simon, do not. There
Do
is
not
one.
what? I have not said
No,
anything other than to say my name for a time.
but you're, oh God. There is one scene in this movie that just hit me like a ton of bricks. I did not have the relationship with my father that Bruce Springsteen had with his. My father was wonderful. I loved him. He's the one who introduced me to Bruce. He had Bruce playing in the house all the time when I was little. And there is a scene in this movie where Bruce is having a dream. And he sees his father in the dream, and his father looks at him and says, "What do you want?" And
Yep.
Bruce says, "To hear your voice one more time." At that point, I just started weeping. That scene hit me so hard. And I recognize that that scene does not make sense for this movie because Bruce's father was still alive at this point. So
I
Bruce
wouldn't know.
could get on the phone and talk with him at any time. But because of my relationship with my dad passing away a few years ago, him introducing me to Bruce, that scene just, if there was no nothing else in this movie, that scene alone gave it a 5 out of 5 for me. I love the music too. I mean, I thought the music was fantastic. Jeremy Allen White not doing the best Bruce impression, but singing wise, he was passable. Yeah, not the greatest movie, but to me, it hit me like a ton of bricks. So I gave it a 5 out of 5.
That sounds like a number 10 on the list. That's what I'm hearing.
If you want a spoiler, it did not make my top 10 list.
Oh, wow. I am
It did
shocked.
not.
I thought for sure this would be on there. If
No.
I had to make a list of Doug's movies, Knives Out would be on there, and Springsteen would be on there for sure. Guaranteed.
Springsteen did not make the list. It was a
Wow.
last minute cut.
Okay, so it was 11 or 12, but I thought it might come in at 10. Okay, Springsteen, a guy I don't give a crap about. I really don't. I did try. I knew Doug was going to put this on the list. We discussed it. I said, you can have Springsteen because it's your baby. I'll let you have it. I couldn't got it get into this, Doug. I tried. I had no interest. It's literally watching somebody. I had no, I'm like, it's Bruce. I get it. I know who he is. I don't need any of this. I didn't buy the struggles he was having. Because I've listened to Bruce talk, and I don't think that sounds like Bruce. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think Bruce is a very confident individual from what I've heard. And I mean, he seems like the everyman, and they do try to do that. And I found the script didn't allow that to happen as much as I wanted it to. You know what I mean? I thought Jeremy came off more of a dick to me than anything else. And I don't see that as Bruce Springsteen. Everything I read about Bruce is a great guy. And I don't think that was portrayed in the movie. I mean, I know the guy's having problems writing his thing and trying to get it. I understand that. But I don't see this as Bruce. I'm sorry. I can't buy this film. I did like the concert footage. I thought he did a good job of doing the moves and stuff. That kind of worked for me. Again, I agree with you. The singing was fine. But I just could not buy this film. I was bored by the end.
Okay, that's fair.
And I wish I wanted to like it. I mean, kind of like you, my dad loved Bruce Springsteen. And he loved Bob Dylan. And Bob Dylan's my dad's favorite, which we have discussed. And Bruce was probably a close number two. So I know most of the Bruce songs. This did nothing for me. I'm sorry, buddy. I tried hard to like to Bruce. I did. I
No,
honestly
it's
did.
fine.
So two for me. And one scene will not give it a five, but in one movie it did this year. But I can't discuss that now.
Fair. All right. Our next movie It is Dangerous Animals, directed by Sean Byrne, starring Hazy Harrison, Jai Courtney, and Josh Huston. So,
This is
what
the
did
one
you
where they're
think of
on a
this?
boat, right?
Yes.
And you know what? A friend of mine recommended this before you put it on the list. He said, if you
Okay.
watched it yet, he says, you know what? I've been busy. I just haven't got to it. I will get to it. I'm like, oh, wait, get Doug put it on the list. Now I don't have to worry about remembering to watch it. So I knew nothing about this film. I thought it might be a documentary on
Okay.
like something, but nope, obviously not. I found this movie quite pleasant. I'm really kind of enjoying it at times. Was it the greatest thing I'd ever seen? No, but I had fun during it. I had little problems buying certain things, but that's okay. I accepted. I had to sort of extend my reality a bit more. You know what I mean? Let it
Yes.
go. Stop trying to find a flaw in this. Let it what it is. It was a fun thriller.
Yes.
I had a much better time with it than I thought I was going to. I enjoyed it by the end. I liked the running time. I thought was perfect for it. I
Yes.
liked the bonding, which I didn't expect to see between the two. All three main characters have pretty good bonding, even the fourth. I find they have
Okay.
very good chemistry. I bought pretty much everything was going to happen. I liked the boat scenes a lot when they're hanging over things. I
Yes.
thought those looked really good. I give this a solid three.
Okay.
I really enjoyed, maybe 3.5 I gave it. I can't remember, but I really liked it. Excellent
Okay.
choice.
I'll be up front. I gave it 2.5 out of 5, just right
Okay.
down the middle. I'm not a big Jai Courtney fan.
Nobody is.
I've never really liked him
Nobody
before,
is.
but him playing a serial killer. Actually, he was good. He was good in the role of this serial killer who uses sharks to kill his
Oh,
victims.
I
I
loved
thought
it.
that was so interesting to me. And not just that he was this crazed killer, I loved his mementos that he took videos of the killing and that he made lures out of the victim's hair, and so I thought that was really cool. If for a weird, twisted take on a serial killer story, I think this is a lot of fun. I think you can't go wrong with this movie. Don't expect it to be amazing, fantastic, Oscar worthy, but if you go into this thinking you're gonna have a good time, you will have a good time.
I gotta say, I do have one problem with the leading lady's ability to do some things.
Okay.
She's not strong enough.
Okay. See, I have similar issues with her love interest character. I
Yes.
want to know how he survives everything that he went through.
He's amazing.
He must have some like Wolverine type healing power
He
or
does.
something.
You gotta love these movies. I mean, people get hit with machetes or something, or get pierced with an arrow, but they're totally good to keep on going. Anybody else is going
Yeah,
to ER
exactly.
immediately. These people just go, "Oh, I'm good. I'm gonna keep going." I was looking at Bruce Willis walking through glass in Die Hard. He's good to
Yes.
go.
Well, he's the
So,
hero. He's got to go.
well, that's like her. She's got to go. He's got to go too.
Yes.
I thank you. Nice choice.
Okay. All right, our next movie. This is something that I have not seen for maybe 20 years, but I felt like revisiting. It is Nighthawks, directed by Bruce Malmuth, starring Sylvester Stallone, Billy
Oh.
Dee Williams, Rutger Hauer, and Lindsay Wagner. Basically, what I remembered about this movie was Arnold, not Arnold, Sylvester Stallone dresses up as a woman at the beginning and end of this movie, and it's supposed to be shocking or funny. I'll be honest, I kind of enjoyed this movie all throughout. I liked Rutger Hauer as this crazy bomber. Him blowing up the department store in London, I thought that was a really cool scene. I love the scene with the Roosevelt Island tram car. I really enjoyed this movie. It's not bombastic Stallone like Rambo or anything like that. This is more down to earth Stallone, but I enjoyed this. I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Okay, Nighthawks. I mean, where did you rent this or something? Like, where did you? I'd never heard of this, by the way, until I saw it.
It, like I said, it's one that I remember watching back when I was 10, maybe back in the day, just watching all the Schwarzenegger and Stallone movies I could.
It's same with me. I don't know how I missed this one. Was it rated R or something?
Yes.
Maybe I wasn't allowed to rent it. My mom, probably my mom was with me that day. My dad never cared what I rented. My mom did. But maybe, I don't know. I don't remember ever seeing this. But okay, here's an issue I have. Rutger Hauer blows up that store at the beginning perfectly. Beautifully shot scene.
Yes.
What happened? He's not
He
that guy in the rest of the movie. He's not slick anymore. And I kind of felt they got away from that. I'm kind of like, what? This doesn't make any sense to me.
fair.
Because I
That
wanted,
is a fair.
I love Rutger Hauer in this movie. He's my favorite part of it.
Okay.
I don't know why Billy Dee Williams is even in this film, by the way.
Just because Stallone needed a partner that gets stabbed? I don't
I
know.
mean, he really does nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay Wagner, who she plays, Stallone's girlfriend,
Ex-wife, I think.
ex-wife.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out who she was. Again, doesn't do anything. Didn't even notice her at all. I mean, she could be played by you in a wig, and I probably was just as fine with the part.
Yes. Well, that's what Stallone does at the end.
Yes, so that could have been you
To
then. I
fit.
think you could have taken over. I think this film falls flat on numerous occasions. I think Rutger Hauer is the best part of the film. I just wish it had more going on than it does. I just
Okay.
felt it's very basic at the end. It's wrapped up. I'm like, oh, okay. I definitely can't say I liked it. I was kind of bored most of the time. I can see why I've never heard of this film. I just don't find it interesting.
Didn't even like the chase through the subway
That's the
system. I
only
thought
part
that
I
was
like.
good.
That is phenomenal. That is the best part of the film. But I'm just like, you gotta do something with that.
Rumors are that Stallone directed that chase himself.
Oh, that he did a good job.
Yeah.
Because everything else stuck.
Okay.
I mean, the part in the thing was okay, but again, it was so out of character for Rutger Hauer. I thought nobody knew what he looked like and all this kind of crap. Well, they had no problems finding him.
True, true.
You can't tell me one thing and then do another thing for the rest of the film.
Okay, you have a point.
Just, it's Stallone. What can I expect? This is
Yes.
something I don't remember, don't want to watch again.
Okay.
Please don't make me revisit it.
I'll revisit it myself then. I don't need you.
You probably have it on DVD.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Please don't tell me it's Criterion.
No, it's not. No.
Oh, at least they have some taste.
Shout Factory, they're the ones who put
Oh,
this
they
out.
have some good stuff.
Yeah. Okay, our next film is Pulse from 2001, directed by Kiyoshi Kurosawa, starring Kimiko Aso, Hirohiko Kato, and Kouyuki. I think you're up first on this one, Simon.
Wow, Doug, where do you find these films? Like, is there like these are I'm gonna find some strange films that Simon has never heard of, and I know he's never seen them. So we're just gonna put them out there and see what he thinks. Is that what goes through your brain?
Sometimes I'm a pretty big fan of this director. I had seen the American remake of this movie long before I saw this original version. And I don't know how you felt about this movie, but I will say this blows away the American remake. The American remake is awful. This movie I loved, but I'm dying to hear what you think of
Okay,
it.
I'm going to get there. I'm going to say I like the shooting style in this film a lot. I thought it was very well shot. I like the characters. I just found it a little slow for me. If you know how I hate slow movies that are way too slow. And
Yes.
that was my biggest problem with this. It was just too slow for me. I think
Okay.
it told a good story. I think it finished nicely. I just wasn't interested enough. It was not holding my attention, is my problem. I'm like, I
Okay.
need this to move faster for me or do something. But that's my kind of filmmaking, the way I like to watch. I'm not
Okay.
saying there's anything wrong, but people would argue I don't. But one of the movies that's coming up on our top 10 list next week is a very slow-moving film, which I love. So I don't know. This
Okay.
one didn't speak to me. I love the acting. I like the concept. I just would have had more going on.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. For me, I will say I think this is one of the best slow burn horror movies. It starts off, like you said, it starts off slow, it starts off small, but
Yeah.
then by the end, it's pretty much post-apocalypse at the end of this
Yes.
movie
Yes,
where the
it is.
ghosts have like taken over the world. I love that. This movie, it's known for one of the shots it's known for is the person who commits suicide off of the silo, because it's all done in one shot. The person, you see them at the top, you see him fall off and hit the ground. That's not the shot that sticks with me in this movie.
Really?
What really gets to me, and it creeps me out, is the ghost woman slowly walking towards the camera. The guy goes to hide and hides behind the bed, and then the ghost woman peeks over the back of the couch, or maybe it's a bed, I don't remember. Freaks me out. I think that is so well shot, so well done, so creepy, so scary. Yeah, I love this movie. I gave this a 4 out of 5. I mean,
Wow.
I love everything about it, the shots, the cinematography, the pacing. I know you thought it was slow. I love the slow burn
Good.
because it does start slow but then gets huge by the end. Yeah, it's a ghost movie that actually scares me. Ghosts, for
Cool.
some reason, don't scare me. This one does.
Oh, Doug, I have good news. My daughter just brought me the stuff I forgot to start the show with.
Okay.
So today we're going to test out Coca-Cola's Holiday Creamy Vanilla Zero Sugar.
Go for it.
So this is what I asked you to find. You couldn't find it. Flukiest thing, I went to a party and somebody had one and gave it to me.
Nice.
So there we go.
Well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to you.
It's okay.
Okay.
And today's chips options for our video people available on YouTube, Extra Features YouTube, we're going to try out Lay's Italian Red Meat flavor.
Italian red meat. So I'm assuming it'll be like a marinara sauce or something. I
I
expect it to
have,
probably taste like barbecue chips.
which I don't like.
Well, let's see what you think of these.
Not really getting a flavor.
Okay. Maybe it
I'm
killed
not
your taste
sure if I
buds.
hate them or not.
Okay.
I think you're right. Tastes a little barbecue-y, but not terrible.
Okay.
Oh, not bad. Not as good as the steak chips, but not bad.
Fair.
Oh, these came from Basco. My daughter picked them up at our Chinese store near my house, so. Well, it's
Okay.
not really near my house, but it's where I like to go to find weird stuff if nobody sends me anything. What's our next film, Doug? Did I watch it? Maybe I did. I don't remember anymore.
Next film is Spy Game from 2001, directed by Tony Scott, starring Robert Redford, Brad Pitt, and Catherine McCormick. My turn to go first here. This is one I watched because Robert Redford passed away recently. It's one I had never seen before. And a comic book writer that I follow, Tom King, he writes a lot for DC right
I know who
now.
Tom King is.
But maybe the listeners don't.
True. He's
He used to be a CIA agent, so
he claims.
And he said that Spy Game, one of the closest movies out there to actual spy craft.
Oh.
Watching this, it was okay. It didn't have the bombast I come to expect from a Tony Scott film. With
True.
Tony Scott, I'm expecting fast cuts, fast pacing. That's not really on display here. This is really much more of a character study. We follow Robert Redford, his training of Brad Pitt, and then what he goes through to extract Brad Pitt from being captured behind enemy lines, essentially. I enjoyed it. I didn't love it. I think my favorite bits were towards the beginning when Redford was training Brad Pitt. I love the thing about, do you know anybody who lives in that building? And Brad Pitt's a no. So Robert Redford is, okay, you have 5 minutes. I want to see you in on one of these balconies within the next 5 minutes. And then Brad Pitt does it because Brad Pitt's charming as hell. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed this film for what it was, but it's not going to rank up there with my favorite Tony Scott films. I think I gave this three out of five.
Wow, okay. So we're feeling very similar. I feel those vibes you're giving me.
Okay.
You know what my complaint's going to be. I love the beginning of the film. The beginning of the film when he's just trying to escape, perfect. Exact. I was on board. And then again, we go to what I have problems with, Redford films. Slow down. Let's slow it down. I'm like, oh my God, please don't slow this down anymore. I can have a nap. Anytime Brad Pitt is not on screen, I'm uninterested.
Okay.
I never, you know what I feel about Redford. I'm not a Redford fan. I've stated that numerous times. He does nothing for me, and that's really my biggest problem with Redford. It's enjoyable. I get why people like this film or could like this film. It's just not a film I would want to see. I don't like John le Carré films for exactly this reason. I find
Okay.
them too slow for me. And I had seen this before. When we started, I'm like, I've seen this before. So I had
Okay.
some when it came out, but we didn't have Letterboxd back then. I don't think we even had the internet in 2001, did we?
We had the internet back then, yes.
I didn't have iPhones, so I had no way to log my movies, so I couldn't remember if I had seen it or not. But I mean, I think Redford's a fine actor. It's just he's not for me. I think I can clearly state that
Okay, that's fair. I
now.
did forget about the one big like burst of action when they go to assassinate the guy in the Middle East and a truck drives down the road and drives into a building and explodes. That was kind of a punchy action scene from Tony Scott. But aside from that, I think there was one helicopter shot where Brad Pitt and Robert Redford are on the roof of a building, and the Tony Scott touch was to have it filmed from a helicopter circling around the top of the building while they're talking. Not aside from those couple things, not a lot of Tony Scott flair in this one.
100% agree.
Fair. All right, so now we are on to our last movie, and it is also the last Gene Wilder, Richard Pryor movie. They
Oh,
only did
God.
four together. This
Oh.
one is Stir Crazy, directed by
Oh,
Sidney Poitier, starring Gene Wilder,
really?
Richard Pryor, Jo Beth
Sidney Poitier
Williams.
directed this?
Sidney Poitier directed it. Craig T. Nelson and Jonathan Banks is in this one as well.
He is.
I am going to say this is my favorite of the Gene Wilder Richard Pryor collaborations.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Not mine.
Really? Okay.
Mine was the one with the train. See no evil, hear no evil.
Okay, that's where Richard Pryor is blind and
Yes,
Gene Wilder's
that was my
that's the one
favorite
you like.
one.
Okay.
Yes. That was, okay, I have a lot of problems with this film, and I had a ton of them.
Okay.
I don't find it funny. I never laughed once.
Okay.
I want to punch Gene Wilder in the face still to this day after watching all these films. I don't
Okay.
find him a good actor in any way. You cannot convince me Gene Wilder is good. I
I
don't find him
disagree,
funny.
but okay.
I know people love him. I love Young Frankenstein, but that tells me Mel Brooks is a genius, not Gene Wilder.
Okay.
The chemistry is there. I just don't think the laughs are there. I did like the rodeo stuff where they're trying to escape. I thought that was kind of amusing, but it took forever to get there. I thought the plot was, again, just so dumb.
Okay.
To get them into, I'm like, oh my God, this is painful. I don't like Gene Wilder's voice in this. I find it grating. I think
Okay.
the Joe Beth Williams side plot is abominable.
Yeah, that goes nowhere, but
Like,
I agree with
what was
that.
the point of that? So, and really, I can't. I'm glad there's only four films you subject me with.
Okay.
But I
Okay.
guess if I get more Gene Wilder, you're getting more Mark Wahlberg. Is that the deal? There is
Okay,
no Mark
fair.
Wahlberg. I'm telling you, I didn't even make you watch this year's Mark Wahlberg film. I left you alone.
Thank you. I
But
appreciate
I will watch more Gene
that.
Wilder. I have no problems. I just like bugging you. This
Fair.
I just don't think these films are meant for me. I don't get them.
Okay.
I honestly, wait, is he in Blazing Saddles?
Gene Wilder is, yes.
Yeah, which is a brilliant film. So I don't understand why he doesn't work here for me when he works in Young Frankenstein and Blazing Saddles.
And those are two. How about the producers? Did he work for you in the producers?
I've never seen the original. I've seen the remake,
Okay.
but I've never seen the original. And I'm told it's a genius thing. I'll love it.
It's amazing. But again, Mel Brooks. So,
So there's my argument. Mel
yeah.
Brooks is the genius that made Gene Wilder. Gene
Okay.
Wilder didn't make himself.
Okay. I could see where you're coming from. I like this movie.
Which is fine.
I think what this had that the others didn't was that this movie started with the Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor characters already being friends, already knowing each other. So that way they already had the chemistry. I like that they went from New York to this small town where they're in chicken costumes, promoting a bank. I thought that was funny. I like that Gene Wilder could just naturally ride a bull. This one had the humor that I felt was missing in the other movies. I like, the we bad. It just worked for me, I guess, in the way that other ones didn't. Is it great? No. I wouldn't put it up there with other comedy teen classics. I wouldn't put it up there with the Marx Brothers, Abbott and Costello, anything like that. But I did really enjoy this one. I gave it 3.5 out of 5. I did find it funny. I liked the rodeo stuff. I wasn't expecting to. Craig T. Nelson as a hard ass jail guard. I enjoyed it. This one of the four I like the most.
Okay, so in the future, are we having more Gene Wilder films? Or that'll be a surprise to me if we do. And I'll let you have that one. I'll let you have it out right there.
No, I will hold on. The Gene Wilder films that I've watched on my own, I will keep off list. I've watched Sherlock Holmes's Smarter Brother. That's not the full title, I
Oh,
forget.
that I
It
might
was young.
watch. I love Sherlock Holmes stuff.
Yeah, I think it's called The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes' Smarter Brother. I think that's the full title. But Gene Wilder wrote it himself. It's not fantastic. I personally think Gene Wilder needs to work off other people. I
Yeah.
think of the solo Gene Wilder stuff. I like the Frisco Kid. It's a Western that has Harrison Ford as the number two in that movie, which I thought was fun.
Okay, good. Doug, since you always buy things, did you buy anything?
I did not. I have been trying to save money.
Good for you, Doug. I'm quite glad. So you haven't bought any like potato chips for me or anything exciting? No care
No,
packages?
I mean, I have a whiskey, but that's about it.
I have no whiskey tonight. If we're going to start drinking on the show, I will bring drinks.
Okay.
But I need to know ahead of time. But I keep wanting to try out these weird things people give me. So, So I guess everybody, this is the beginning of the new year, so we should go over just a few tiny things. We do a review show, hopefully twice a month, but usually once every 3 weeks because we're busy. We have YouTube. We have lots of interviews. And we have movies through the years, which will hopefully be coming once a month throughout the year. That's the plan. So, and if you'd like to send us an email, because nobody does, because they hate me, extrafeatures@gmail.com. And I promise you, I will read them on the air. No matter what you say about me, I will read it. I will guarantee that. So thank you, everyone. And if they make it,
We will watch it and eventually get to reviewing it.
very true. Goodbye.
Good night, folks.